USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The science at the Cleveland Clinic reveals if you've had COVID-19, your immune system is just as strong against the virus as if you had the vaccine. President Biden on Thursday lectured Americans, demonized the unvaccinated, and took no questions from reporters.
I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated.
Biden on the campaign trail.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it be mandatory.
The White House in July.
One that's not the role of the federal government.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi in late April.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
COVID confusion continues in America. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website, look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
With President Biden's open border policy and the masses from South and Central America pouring into the United States, the million or so illegal immigrants, many unchecked, are bringing COVID-19 to our population. How many cannot be answered as the government does not know. Now that Biden is making vaccinations mandatory to sections of our community, Republicans are going to bat for those who have health issues with vaccines and others who choose not to vaccinate. Dan Naraki reports.
The Republican National Committee says it will sue the Biden administration over the COVID vaccine mandates that the president announced on Thursday. In a statement, RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel called the mandate unconstitutional and said that the RNC would sue when it goes into effect to protect Americans and their liberties. The president announced Thursday that all federal workers and contractors would be required to get vaccinated, along with new rules from the Department of Labor that would require employers with more than 100 employees to mandate vaccinations or perform weekly testing. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Bingo.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
President Biden on Thursday lectured America and then sauntered away from the lectern without taking one question from reporters.
This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you. I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us. So please, do the right thing.
Science has proven time and time again, one size cannot fit all people, like this high school student on Fox News.
I was a sophomore in high school, and I was paralyzed from the waist down for over a month. I went to several different hospitals, and it was a long, extensive process for me. So when I found out that BYU Hawaii would be mandating this vaccine, I got together with my medical providers, and we decided that it would be best for me not to receive this vaccine because I do not want to relapse and have another episode of Guillain-Barré.
I'm Lance Fry, USA Radio News.